The scripture for today's message is Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
Today is the Feast of Harvest Sunday. And after this message, this is to, look back on our first half of the year and thinking of the coming half, later half of the 2015. And after this message, we will have Holy Communion service. And this message is based on the senior pastor delivered on Feast of Harvest Sunday in 2006. John 15:5, our Lord said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And in 15:8, our Lord also said, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Father God tells us to bear much fruit. And he also tells us how to bear that fruit. Our Father didn't stop at telling us to bear fruit. He set an example by first bearing the fruit himself. Our Lord said, we gotta bear the fruit. And he also said, our Father is the farmer. And the farmer takes great, effort to bear fruit. And if there is no fruit, the farmer will be disappointed. Our Father is our farmer. Okay? And he works hard to bear fruit. And he devoted himself to bear beautiful fruit. And he is working currently hard to bear the fruit. So through this message, and how our Lord became the first fruit, and how we can become his first beautiful fruit. I hope that you can be his beautiful fruit. As I explained the kind of fruit that our Father bore and how He is still bearing the fruit even now, may each of you not only bear good fruit, but also come forth as good fruit yourself. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Bearing fruit is being faithful to our work and reviving the group that we belong to and becoming the good fruit that Father God wants us to be. That is, fruit of Spirit and the Holy Spirit. Now, what kind of fruit did our God bear? 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. Jesus became the first fruits of the resurrection. It is the love of our Father God that He sent His one and only Son into this world and allowed Him to become the first fruit of the resurrection. God sent Jesus into this world because, as we read in today's scripture, while we were yet sinners, God meant for Christ to die for us. Father God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to save sinners from their sins. So it is our Father God who sent Jesus to this world. And our Lord understood such a heart of our Father and obeyed to His will and became the first fruit. According to the law of the spiritual realm, the redemption of all sinners destined to the course of death from their sins once and for all required the shedding of the blood of a sinless person who also had to be hung on a tree. We are cursed to die, whole mankind. However, to be set free from that curse, someone should be hung on a tree and shed his blood. then we can, there can be true redemption for us, for sinners. The one who shed blood should be sinless to become the Redeemer. This is the law of the spiritual realm. So for this, our Lord came to this world and He took this way. And our Father God planned all things. God entrusted His beloved Son Jesus with this task, redeeming sinners from their sins. To this extent, God showed His great and wondrous love for sinners. Righteous men, men of goodness, obedient men, not for all those people, but for sinners. Our Father God sent Jesus. He prepared Jesus and sent Jesus to redeem us from our sins. He led His beloved Son to take the painful road for us. And our Lord obeyed. Our Jesus only obeyed God's will only with yes and amen. And He became the beautiful fruit. But because Jesus didn't have to be bound to, did not have to be bound to death as He was without any sin, He resurrected on the third day and He was offered to God as the fruit, the first fruit of resurrection. His death, our Lord's death. You know, our Father God prepared our Lord and received Him as the first fruit of resurrection. And He set an example for us so that we can also become the fruit of resurrection. When a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it bears much fruit. By the same token, through Jesus Christ, a door has been opened for sinners to receive salvation and to become children of God. Our Lord became the fruit, and that fruit becomes a key to open the door for sinners to enter salvation, the way Father God wanted. Since the help of the Holy Spirit is necessary in accomplishing the work of salvation, God sent the Spirit of His Son, the Holy Spirit, into this world. The Holy Spirit had done His work as the Spirit, but He could not enter the heart of each person. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Holy God, He could not be where there was sin. But as God had Jesus redeem all people from their sins, whoever believes this can receive the forgiveness of their sins and become justified through the work of the blood of Jesus. Once people became justified like this, the Holy Spirit could now dwell in them. The Holy Spirit is doing His work as the helper, until all people born again by the Holy Spirit can enter whole spirit. That is, to help us become men of spirit and of whole spirit. Our Father God is working through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit. His providence is wonderful, isn't it? Our Father God led Jesus Christ to become the first fruit, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, He allowed us to become such beautiful fruit that Father God wants us to be. Through those who are saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, even in this end time, until we become true children of our Father God, our Holy Spirit is at work. Such providence and plan was our Father God's plan. And our Father God foreknew everything in advance. When even before He began this human cultivation, and through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, through their sacrifice, we can become His first fruits. I mean, beautiful fruits. Last week, there was a group leaders conference, and we felt the great love of Father God. Our Father God is God of justice, but through His love that transcends justice, our Father God overcame betrayals, pains, and sufferings. Father God just wanted to get true children with whom Father God can share true love. That's what we heard. Our Lord took the way of suffering together with Father God with the same heart. And when Holy Spirit comes into our heart and dwells in us, even when we have untruth in us, Holy Spirit dwells in us after we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Even though we have a little bit of Spirit left in our heart, Holy Spirit works us until we can come into Spirit to become true children of God. Holy Spirit mourns for us. He grieves in our hearts. But He works hard until we can become true children of God. Our Holy Spirit is working according to our Father God's will. But the work of Father God, the providence of Father God, what is it for? It is to have us as His true children. Our Lord was the first fruit, and thanks to that fruit, we can become His beautiful fruit. And to make it happen, our Holy Spirit is at work. So we should understand Father God's heart and His love by understanding our Lord's sacrifice, by accepting the help of the Holy Spirit. We should become Father God's true children. That is how we can please our Father God. Those who understand God's providence strive to come forth as the perfect fruit before the Father and make every effort to bear a abundant fruit. For instance, to come forth as the fruit of righteousness with which God would be pleased. Apostle Paul died daily and strove only Christ to dwell in him. To bring as many people as he could to believe in Jesus Christ and receive salvation. I mean, when Apostle Paul didn't know about the Lord, he persecuted people who believed in Jesus Christ. But he couldn't understand in the heart of our Lord. Once he met the Lord, he could understand the heart of Father God, circumcising heart, to fill his heart with the love and justice of our Lord. That's why Apostle Paul said, I die daily. To bring as many people as he could to believe in Jesus Christ and to receive salvation, Apostle Paul never stopped doing God's work despite all kinds of trials and persecutions. In other words, he worked so hard so that many people can believe in Jesus Christ and receive salvation. We know how much the Apostle Paul rejoiced with the fruit that were born because he knew the Father God would also rejoice with them. Apostle Paul knew the heart of Father God. Like him, those who understand Father God's heart can come out as fruit of our Father God, and they also work hard to make others to become the fruit of Father God. Now, workers, Listen, you are faithful, and you circumcise your heart. You know what spiritual faithfulness is. On top of that, though, if you truly love God, you have to be faithful, and you have to evangelize people. You have to make others around you also to come out as fruits of Father God. You have to evangelize people, preach the gospel, and take care of those souls. Then Father God's love can be even greater in your heart. And thanks to that love, you can also become even greater fruit. Apostle Paul circumcised his heart. But on top of that, even to Gentiles, he preached the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and worked for their sanctification. And when they come out as a beautiful fruit of our Father God, he rejoiced because he knew that our Father God would rejoice together. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 and 20. For who is our hope or joy or crown for exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. When he looked at the changed people, he said he was joyful and he was glorified. Think of our shepherd. He knew the heart of our Father God, and he took the steps of the forefathers of faith. After meeting with God the first time, our shepherd struggled to live by God's word and be with his true child, because he was so thankful for his grace and love. Instead of getting fame and honor and wealth, instead of revealing himself, he didn't want to be glorified alone. Our shepherd only circumcised heart and sanctified the thing that our Father God wanted most. So, he worked hard for his sanctification. He also taught people around him. When I think of the days when I was young, senior pastor asked me a couple of questions quite often. Who do you love most? That was the question. Then we read his face, and we knew what, senior pastor wanted to listen. And we were taught. So it is our Father God. We love our Father God foremost of all. Then who's next? Then we said, our Lord is the next. But the senior pastor didn't stop there. Who's next then? Then we said, you, Father. And he smiled at us. He taught us to love our Father God foremost of all. That's how we were taught. We couldn't correctly understand what that meant. But, we worked hard to love our Father God first. And the senior pastor also taught us what it is to love our Father God. Worship Father God in spirit and truth, and read the Bible, and preach the gospel to our friends. Senior pastor taught us like that. So, we asked ourselves whether we, lived like that. Now, what about my own father? Of course, I know that we knew that we have to love our own father. So we said the first one that we love most is our Father God, and the next is our Lord, and the next is my father. You, senior pastor. Senior pastor has taught like that even in this church. He taught us to love our Father God foremost of all, and what it is to love Father God foremost of all. And he showed us the example of those deeds, of those who love Father God foremost of all. And he has led us so far. He didn't teach us with only messages. He also showed us deeds and showed us evidence so that we can live our Christian lives with joy and thanks. That's why he has manifested great power of God. We cannot change by just listening to this gospel of sanctification. We are walking the narrow path. But if we walk this narrow path with difficulties, you know, it's not easy. However, we witness the power of Father God manifested by our senior pastor. So whatever he taught became life, and we could follow the steps of our senior pastor. Senior pastor knew the heart of Father God well. So he didn't teach only the message, but he showed us his examples and deeds. And he, you know, manifested ever-growing power of God. June, I went to Russia and other countries. And I had a meeting with some pastors, especially in Russia, which is a huge country. There were pastors who came by train for 2 days. So it was the first meeting. I came to have a meeting with him right after the pastor's conference. And I told him a pastor should teach sanctification to his congregation, point sin, and help the congregation to change. And the pastor's conference, I delivered message of the Lord, message of Jesus, message of the cross. And I also delivered the message about sanctification. So the pastor could understand the message well. So I added such, you know, messages like, you have to teach your congregation sanctification. And then he looked very worried. And he said, I know that well. However, when I point, it's not easy to point their sin because they don't want to be pointed. That's right. Even though you teach about sin, if you point their sins, they would not like it. They might leave your church. So he gave me a very honest answer. So I said, that's right, you're right. They don't like to be pointed. It's hard for them to cast off their sin. However, in Manmin Church, it's not so. The point is, Dr. Gerald Lee showed example of sanctification. And he manifested the power of God. So the congregation can pay attention to his message. So they don't take the message of the cross with difficulties. They work so hard by following the example of senior pastor. And they gradually getting rid of sin and evil. And they are helped, they are blessed by Father God. So they are joyful. And they are pleased when they are pointed. And pastor was pleased with that answer. That's I should my congregation. Now, even though there is a sanctification message, if senior pastor had not showed us the power of God, we might have had difficulties to sanctify ourselves. We might have been, you know, got worn out. However, senior pastor showed us examples and manifested the power of God so that we can have faith. So as we walk this faith, we can say it's not easy, it's not difficult. Even though we still have sin, we don't give up in accomplishing our sanctification. How joyful it is. How grateful we should be. Our shepherd knew the heart of Father God well, so he taught us the message of the cross, sanctification, and planted faith through by manifesting the great power of God. And as we listen to his message, we learn that it's not difficult to obey that message. But this power cannot be achieved overnight. You know, to plant faith in our hearts, to help us resemble, you know, Father God's lost image. He didn't just, you know, want it. he had to pay the price of justice. He fasted and he prayed fervently and countlessly. And enemy devil and Satan didn't like it. And there were trials and refinements that not an ordinary man can, you know, could easily overcome. Since he had to show the power of God that a normal man cannot manifest, he had to overcome such serious and harsh persecution and trials and refinements. However, since he knew the heart of Father God well, to help us become His true children, He overcame all those trials and, you know, persecutions and refinements by faith. And so, the result we witness every day. And with that power, He wakens up not only mommy members but also souls around the world. Think of overseas crusades, which, you know, was taking place in year 2000. I went to Russia, and I went to some other countries, right? And pastors from other countries participated. And there was a pastor from Finland. And that pastor was from Estonia. And senior pastor conducted crusade in Estonia, right? And then the pastor helped senior pastor's crusade in Estonia. And that pastor conducted a minister of a very small church. But after that crusade, in the beginning of this year, he could run TBN in Estonia. And he confessed that this is not what I did. I helped his crusade. And for that, Father God blessed me. Now I can run a TBN in Russia on my own. TBN Estonia. And he's able to preach the gospel through TBN, not only in Estonia, but in other countries, in other neighboring countries. So through that TBN, many people are receiving grace. And he said, you know, this is not what I could do. You know, it was a blessing of Father God. So those who helped the senior pastor's crusade are receiving great blessing, and they are doing great in the ministry. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" Father God knew the heart of Father God well. He wanted to save as many souls as possible. So he desperately prayed to Father God and fasted countless times. And he acted by faith. And as his result, he's bearing lots of fruit. But bearing of the fruit alone is not enough. You got to remember that God greatly rejoices when we bear the choicest fruit. So since 2010, He wants us to be the choicest fruit. So, senior pastor has made a great sacrifice and paid the price of justice so that we can come to New Jerusalem. So we have to make perfect obedience and we should work hard to become the perfect fruit, the most beautiful fruit. We should be faithful to our given duties. Especially those, you know, for those, you know, whom we are in charge of, we also have to help them to become the best fruit in the face of God, in the sight of God. If you're a group leader, if you're a member or staff at the mission group, you have to plant faith in the hearts of your members. You have to also pray and fast until your souls that you are in charge of to become the best fruit. Senior Pastor once said, even if you preach the gospel to many people, you have to take care of them so that they can go to the third kingdom of heaven or New Jerusalem. Then you can receive even greater rewards. You evangelize the people, but Let's say hundreds of people that you preach the gospel reached paradise, but one of them reached New Jerusalem. Then the reward for leading one soul to New Jerusalem is even greater than the rewards that you get when you lead those hundreds of men into paradise. So I hope that you can be faithful to your given duty and preach the gospel to people around you and take care of souls around you. Or those who, for those you know, who are in charge of, who you are in charge of, you gotta work so hard. That is the deeds of those you know, who understand Father God's love and heart. When we become such fruit of Father God, and when we are faithful to our given duty, and help others also to become you know, first the best fruit, Father God will rejoice. And those who, Father God is searching for and waiting for those you know, who can come into Holy Spirit. And Father God says, my beloved son, my beloved daughter, you have overcome all and came to this place near my throne. You will never shed tears. You will rejoice with me forever and ever. Even though our Father God sacrificed so many things, He has waited so many years. He only prays, He only gives praises for our hard work to enter New Jerusalem, and He consoles our heart. So when you gradually work and change yourself, you can eventually come into New Jerusalem. You may find shortcomings and deficiencies, but don't be disappointed. Remember that Father God is waiting for you. Remember that Father God and our Lord and Holy Spirit sacrificed themselves for us. And our Holy Spirit is working so hard, and our senior pastor is working so hard until we come to New Jerusalem. So not for others, but for yourself, to make yourself a best fruit before Father God. Remember that Father God is working so hard. Father God is waiting for you. You have to remember this and believe in this, and you have to keep on your racing. In the faith. Father God is greatly comforted with those who come into New Jerusalem, and He gave us great rewards. Think of the Pearl Gate in New Jerusalem. 12 gates of New Jerusalem. And you know why Father God made the gate out of, you know, a pearl. You know how pearl is made. You know, what kind of, you know, pain, you know, the for a pearl to be born inside, you know. Just like, you know, a pearl oyster takes, you know, great work to have one pearl inside. You have to work so hard to be the fruit, beautiful fruit of Father God. You may find some shortcomings and you may shed tears, but don't be disappointed. But work hard and change yourself. Remembering that our Father God is waiting for you, and He's working hard to change you, to turn you into a pearl. Then Father God remembers the hard work that we do. That's why He put Pearl Gate in New Jerusalem. And Father God remembers what you gave up to come to New Jerusalem, and He rewards us for us. He rewards us for that. So I hope that you can understand such a heart of Father God and become best fruit. This is why our shepherd has been leading each of you to become a true child of God as you enter Spirit and Holy Spirit. And we know and understand His love. So we have to work so hard to become fruit of our Father God. Now, after this message, there will be a Holy Communion. And if you live your life according to the meaning of the Holy Communion, you can become true children of Father God. The bread we take at the Holy Communion symbolizes the body of our Lord. And in spiritual sense, it is making bread of God's Word. The Holy Communion is the ceremony that we have according to what our Lord told us. So, we have a Holy Communion service, and whenever we have it, we have to remember its spiritual meaning. And if you obey this whole spiritual meaning, you can quickly become a beautiful fruit. So the bread symbolizes the body of our Lord, which means in a spiritual sense, it's to make bread of God's Word. Making bread of God's Word is filling our hearts with the Word of God, who is Spirit itself. If you wholly make bread of God's Word, your heart itself will become spirit, truth, goodness, and love, thereby becoming a fruit that is pleasing in God's sight. John 15, verse 7, our Lord said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Someone who has perfectly made bread of God's Word in his heart can now have the confidence to ask God anything he desires and receive whatever he asks God in prayer. He will receive blessings on a personal level and bring countless souls to salvation. So when you take bread, you have to understand its spiritual meaning. So, and what spiritual significance does the wine we drink at the Holy Communion have? The wine symbolizes the holy blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has cleansed all our sins. And the drinking of the wine is an expression of our resolution, vowing to ourselves never to sin again, but walk only in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "If we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins." Our Father God is the light, so we can receive the forgiveness of our sins and have fellowship with God only when we also walk in the light. Having fellowship with God is on a completely different level than simply believing in God. You know that there are differences between a spiritually young children and young people and grown-ups, right? Even in a fleshly sense, the young child says, "I love you," with making a small heart with their fingers. However, once they grow up, and when they have their own children and raise their children, they realize that when I was young, and when my parents, raised me, they also had this kind of heart. Now they understand their parents' heart, and they serve their parents. Now, before we come into spirit, when we say we love you, Father God, we cannot completely understand our Father God, but we say with our lips. However, once we circumcise our heart and become the man of spirit, and when we say, "I love you, Father God," then that love truly pleases our Father God. I mean, if you, in the end, if you come into Holy Spirit, then and you will understand the heart of Father God who sent His only, one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to be crucified on the cross. You will be truly thankful. And since you act by it, act by that understanding, you can truly pleasing to the eyes of Father God. And you can have better fellowship with Father God. So you got to remember this and come as fruit of Spirit and Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that God spoke with Abraham and Moses as if they were His friends, while He walked with Enoch for 300 years until God took him up to heaven alive. You know, believing in God and walking with God, they are totally different. From this, we know how much they lived and walked in the light, and how deep fellowship they had with God, and how much Father God was pleased with them. Now, we should become like them. The thief on the right side, right hand of our Lord, he accepted Jesus as his Savior. And Abraham, Moses, Enoch, they're totally different, right? You should remember that the fruit that you bear and the fruit that you become can be different depending on what level you reach. So I hope that you can become, you can have the best fellowship with Father God. So when you partake in the Holy Communion, I urge you in the name of our Lord to vow you to yourself, I will also walk in the light and come forth as true fruit pleasing in God's sight. I'll conclude this message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I delivered the message under the title of Fruit. I also told you about the spiritual meaning of Holy Communion. Our Father God didn't stop at telling us to bear fruit. By sending His one and only Son into this world and allowing Him to become the Savior, God Himself has borne fruit and He is gaining countless children through the Holy Spirit. I also said, in the last days in which we live, God is manifesting wondrous works of the Holy Spirit for even more people to receive salvation and to become His children, I mean true children. So God Himself created a blessed environment for anyone to believe in God, receive salvation, and enter Spirit and Holy Spirit. Well, we don't just, Father God didn't let us work alone. He provides us with the best environment so that we can become His true fruit. If I compare this to growing plants, God is providing us with the best available environment, including good soil, an adequate amount of rain and sunlight and the like. As God has made such considerations in His love for us, I urge each one of you to become one in spirit with our Lord, like a branch attached to the vine. May each of you become a great joy for our Father by becoming good fruit as you swiftly enter Spirit and Holy Spirit, and continue to make every effort in bearing as much fruit as you can in the second half of 2015. And be faithful to your given duty and take good care of the souls that you are entrusted with. May you work so hard. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
좋으신 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 아버지 하나님께서는 우리에게 열매를 내라 말씀하시며 또한 아버지 하나님이 친히 열매를 내어주셨습니다. 바로 그 아들들을 분리하시고 예수님을 통하여 우리의 구세주로 열매를 맺으셨고 또한 그 주님을 믿는 영혼들에게 성령을 보내주심으로 우리의 내주하시는 성령님을 통해 우리가 참 열매, 아름다운 열매, 영의 운영의 열매를 되어질 수 있도록 지금도 아버지 하나님은 일하고 계십니다. 이런 아버지 하나님의 사랑을 아는 우리 모든 성도님들은 아버지께서 그리도 바라시고 원하시는 지금도 왜 그렇게 힘써 일하시고 계시는 그 의미를 알아 아름다운 열매, 극상품의 열매, 영의 열매, 더 나아가 온영의 열매로 온전히 나와지게 하시고 또 우리도 아버지 하나님의 기뻐하시는 아름다운 열매를 내어줄 수 있는 일꾼들로 성도님들로 변화될 수 있도록 축복하여 주옵소서. 성찬식을 통하여서 더 그 영적인 의미를 알아 아름다운 열매로 신속히 변화될 수 있도록 도와주옵소서. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works and presence and space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and on the internet and GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Father, heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancers, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Father, give them blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and the evil forces of the darkness, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them passion and study, passion and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.